looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Well, there's a rescue situation in Miami, Florida after a building collapse and lots of people are unaccounted for. Harley Carnes, good morning.
Good morning, Ben. Earlier they were telling us 51 people were unaccounted for, but about 20 or 30 minutes ago they said maybe as many as 100. The reality is they don't know exactly how many people were in that building. 12-story beachfront condo building. About half of it collapsed. Now, it's been around since the 80s. This is a building that, you know, in the city, once in a while, we'll have the facade of a building that'll collapse when people are doing work on it or something like that. There was some work being done on the roof, but that's not going to make the whole thing fall down. Doesn't make any sense that half of this L-shaped building is now in rubble, and we've got dozens and dozens of people that are undoubtedly in that rubble. One person's known to be dead, but we know that the situation's going to get a lot more dire before we figure it all out. And why did it happen? Oh, my gosh, they don't have an idea right now.
Yeah, there's footage taken from another building, and it appears to fall down from the middle, and then another part of the building just tumbles as well. And I know that they've already got some people from under the rubble, but the search continues there, so we'll keep an eye on that throughout the morning. Harley, I think everyone is interested all of a sudden in Britney Spears because of this massive court case.
Well, you know, there have been more and more people have been interested. They've had this Free Britney movement that's been building for the last couple of years because people look at her situation and they go, this is just not right. It's not fair. And that's what she's saying. Now, Britney says it's time that she got out from under her daddy's thumb. She said ever since he was named her conservator, or her guardian, if you will, in charge of her life, essentially for everything, she's felt bullied, controlled, terrorized. She's felt alone. She wanted to talk to the judge, so the judge talked to her. And she told the judge she's fine with ongoing therapy if necessary, but having someone else, particularly her dad, tell her where she can work, when she can work, where she can go, tell her that she can't get married, she can't have a baby, she can't do anything that any grown person ought to be allowed to do. She said, that's got to end. She said, I just want my life back. There's a big hearing coming up on Tuesday. That ought to be most combustible because we'll hear from both sides. But this all started, as most of us know, about 13 years ago when she had this massive meltdown in front of everybody and kind of a breakdown. But how many singers, actors, and other superstars have had public meltdowns, breakdowns, or been lost like a haystack needle in a world of drugs and excess? Courts didn't sweep in, take over their whole lives.
Yeah.
So she's saying, wait a minute, you know, this has just gone too far for too long. And it's an interesting thing that her father has said in the past, I'm sure he'll say on Tuesday, I'm not a perfect dad, but I'm doing the best I can. Love my daughter. I have a feeling if there weren't $60 million involved, we wouldn't be having any of these conversations.
True that. Yeah. Free Britney. I'm on board with the Free Britney campaign. She's an adult. She should be allowed to do whatever she wants. Harley, we will catch up soon. Thanks so much.
All right.
Harley Carnes joining us from the US, and we'll keep an eye on the rescue situation happening in Miami, Florida.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.